As
Brother Joshua opens with a word of
prayer. Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Mwari chiita ekuda kwenyu zvamakatirongera muzuva ranhasi itai kuti pashaikwa anopotsa ropafadzo rake Mwari baba ishe mweya wei ngauburuke ishe sezvawakaita Mwari baba zuva repentecost chiti Mwari baba ishe zadzai mumwe nemumwe ari mukati meimba ino nemweya wenyu mutsvene ishe tenzi wangu Jesu Kristu muporese vanorwara Mwari musangane nechishuvo choga choga chine mumwe nemumwe ari mukati meimba ino ishe mbiri nekukudzwa zvigodzokera pamuri tanamata nokutenda nemuzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu. Amen.
You may take your seats.
Unokwanisa kutora henyu zvigaro zvenyu.
There is a notice here for a baby to be dedicated.
Pane mwana ari kufanira kukumikidzwa.
If you can sing the dedicational song as we ask the parents to bring the young one for dedication.
Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin, bring them in, bring them in.
Precious Heavenly Father, we come, Lord, before your throne of grace. What a privilege, Almighty Jehovah, to come, Almighty, to fulfill, Lord Jehovah, what we are instructed to do in your word, O God. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, they were forbidding, Lord, the young ones to come to you, but you told them to say, forbid them not, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And Lord Jesus Christ, you bless them, Lord. Heavenly Father, exactly as you did, Father, Lord, we come, O God, with Sharon Rose. Lord, as we bless her, Lord, as we commit her, Lord, in dedication to you, Lord Jehovah, the parents, Lord, and even Lord Jehovah, Lord, the relatives, they realize they cannot keep her, Lord. They cannot look after her. But Lord, they know you are more than able to look after her and to protect her. That's why, Almighty Jehovah, they come, O God, with her for dedication, Father. Look at the faith, Lord God, of Lord God, the guardians, Almighty Jehovah. Be touched by that. We take this time, Lord, to dedicate Sharon Rose in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I also want to greet those joining us via live streaming in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's such a privilege to be here in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's a thanksgiving from Sister Gopito. She said, I want to thank God today is our daughter Ruth and Esther's birthday. And also to say the Lord fought for us. Our car had problems, but without a mechanic, the Lord fought for us. To God be the glory. There is also a notice of a visitor. This is from Sister Noctula. So she brought a friend from school, Shingai Sabata. And she desires that the Lord will speak to her. I'll ask Shingai Sabata to stand so we recognize him.
Shingai kana aripo gasumu.
Okay, God bless you. You can take your seat. If there's anyone who is here for the first time, but your name has not been brought up here, I'll ask you to stand so we recognize you. God bless you. There's a gentleman right at the back. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Did you enjoy the song service? Praise be the name of the Lord. It was wonderful, eh? You also heard from my friend. Did you give a resounding clap offering for
her?
And also the special songs that were sung.
I was
single brothers. All the same well. Josh, you were also there as well. Yeah, we had a good time yesterday. Yeah, I enjoyed the interaction with the young brothers. It was a frank, open discussion, and I also got to learn quite a lot of what our young people are passing
through.
And I also managed to meet some brothers that I didn't know, you know, personally. So it was quite good for me, especially. Let's continue praying for our young ones. You know, the Lord, so that the Lord will bless them. The devil fights them,
Satan anovaruisa.
But we know the Lord will protect and keep them.
They are
arranging another one, a combined one.
Yes,
both the brothers
and...
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our musicians, they are doing a great job, eh? I also want to appreciate our fathers today. You know, our fathers are so special. Not only do they wear trousers as a form to say their fathers, but I know they fend for their families. They rule their home with godly love.
Vanotonga dzimba dzavo nerudo rwaMwari.
And they love their wives.
Uye pamusoro pazvo vanoda vadzimai vavo.
Can you imagine?
Pafunge.
In this world that's full of evil,
nekuipa kwaita nyika ino,
but they stick to only one wife.
Asizvisinei vanoramba vakanamidzira.
We are so thankful to our fathers.
Vamadzimai vamwe chete. Tinotenda Mwari nana baba vedu.
If you can stand on our feet for a scripture reading.
Tikasumuka netsoka dzedu tiverenge gwaro.
Let's also just appreciate Josh for the short time.
Ngati womberemo ko Joshua ni basa rakanaka.
Judges chapter 6. Oh, I also just to apologize. You used to be seeing or to be following up the quotes and the scriptures on the screen.
Tajaira kuti tinenge tichiverengerana pamwe chete nemuparidzi tichiona zvinhu pa screen.
At the same time, I also want to appreciate our technicians. They were here. Maybe you might not be able to see, but from this side I can see that is they did a great job. No more cables all over the show. So they were here last night, I think around about 9 o'clock p.m. And in the process, I think one of the cables did snap. So it needs to be replaced. So just bear with us for today. I'm sure by the next service, it will be replaced. Unfortunately, the cable runs in through the ceiling, so there's need for scaffolding. I'm sure you do understand. He's not going to interpret. I know Zimbabweans we do. Thank you very much. Judges chapter 6, verse 1. I'll allow him to read in Shona. Till verse 5.
Zvino vana vaIsraeri vakaita zvakaipa pamberi paJehovha. Jehovha akavaisa maoko ava Midian makore manomwe. Midian akakunda Israeri. Vana vaIsraeri vakazviitira pokuwanda pamakomo namapako nenhare nekuda kwaMidian. Nokuti vana vaIsraeri vakati kana vakusha. Nokuti vana vaIsraeri vakati kana vakusha. VaMidiani navaAmareki navana vamabvazuva ndokukwira kuzorwa navo. Vakadzika matende avo pakatarisana navo ndokuparadza zvibereko zveminda kusvikira paGaza. Havana kusiyira vaIsraeri zvokudya kana makwai kana mombe kana mbongoro. Nekuti vaikwira nezvipfuwo zvavo namatende avo vaiuya vakawanda semhashu vasingagoni kuverengwa. Ivo namakamera avo vaipinda munyika kuti vaiparadze.
Shall we bow our heads for prayers, brother?
Tikotamise musoro tinamate. Baba vedu Ishe Mwari muri kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutendai Ishe mangwanani ano kuti shoko renyu ravhurwa, shoko renyu rikaverengwa. asi mwari panguva yakadai ndopaya patiri kuti mwari vana venyu zvavanga vachinamata kumba havana kunamata kuti tida kunzwa munhu havana kunamata kuti tida kuona munhu asi vana venyu vauya pano vachiti tida kunosangana namwari chiuyai mwari panguva yakadai mweya mutsvene wokudenga wozodza mufudzi wedu kuti pavachavhura muromo wavo kutaura dudziro yeshoko raverengwa imwari inozikanwa namwari ari kumusoro kudenga yopa chimwe chirevo mumangwanani ano kuti patinobuda mukati meimba ino Jehovha vana venyu vanotaura kuti zviro kwazvo ndasangana namwari zviro kwazvo dambudziko rangu rapera zviro kwazvo ndanga ndichirwara asi ndapora zviro kwazvo ini ndanga ndisazive zvekuita asi mwari vandiratidza nzira mwari wangu tiri kukumbira panguva yakadai ipai mufudzi wedu chipo chikuru chekugona kuzviisa parutivi mwari vagokukweretesai muviri wavo vagokukweretesai muromo wavo nepfungwa dzavo nezvese zvavo mwari mugoonekwa muchifamba nemakumo mairi muchitaura shoko renyu mangwanani ano tanamata nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristu amen
amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats.
Isha ropafadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo muchigara zvenyu pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
So I had prepared where in it was going to be a length reading.
Ndangagadzira kuverenga pakakura.
Now that we are not able to follow through the screen, we'll just see how we're going to do it.
Nekuti mune musingakwanisi kuzoverenga pascreen ndichaona kuti tozvifambisa sei.
So some of the verses will hop, skip and jump.
Mamwe mavhesi tichinenge tichisiya.
But if you can, when you go home, maybe today, tomorrow, if you can also read the entire chapter of Judges, chapter 6.
Kana muchikwanisa maenda kudzimba endai munoverenga vatongi chapter 6 yose
as well as chapter 7
ne chapter 7
you get to understand exactly what we are talking about today.
Ndikwanisa kunyatsonzwisisa zvatinoda kutaura nezvazvo mangwanani ano.
But just to paraphrase
kungopfupikisa
we see here that the children of Israel they did evil.
Takaona kuti vana veIsraeri vakaita zvakaipa.
Or they sinned against God.
Vakatadzira Mwari.
And God was not happy.
Mwari havana kufara nazvo.
And then he delivered them to Midian for 7 years.
Vakavaisa pasi peva Midian kwemakore manomwe.
They suffered or they were oppressed.
Vakanga vari pasi peutapwa vachitambudzwa.
The reason is they did not obey God.
Chikonzero chiri chekuti havana kufadza Mwari.
So what was happening, they were planted.
They'll
harvest, and then the Midians will come and take whatever they'll have harvested.
In other ways, they
were reaping where they did not sow.
It was
such a pathetic situation. Sometimes we also rob ourselves of godly blessings because of sin or unconfessed sin. We don't prosper if we cover our sins. In the same manner, Israel was greatly impoverished. They weren't just impoverished, but they were greatly impoverished. The Bible says. But the good thing I want you to know, brother and sister, they cried unto the Lord. That is the good part when you realize.
Ndochini chakanaka ukacherechedza.
To say things are not moving well.
Kuti zvinhu hazvisi kundifambira zvakanaka.
I'm also not moving according to the details of the word.
Uye handisi kufambawo maringe neshoko raMwari.
You cry unto the Lord.
Wochema kuna Mwari.
You confess your sins.
Unoreurura zvivi zvako.
You make your life right.
Wogadzirisa upenyu.
We want to see what happened when they cried unto the Lord.
Tida kuona kuti chii chakaitika pavakachema kuna Mwari.
Did the Lord forget them? We want to see what then happened. So in other words, we are saying, when you see things are not moving well in your life, take a pause and introspect. Is there no excess baggage
Andina here kutakura zvakawandisa.
Is there no Babylonian garment in your life?
Hamuna here hanzi yekuBhabhironi muupenyu hwako?
Am I not going to the wrong places?
Andisikuenda here kunzimbo dzisina kufanira?
Is not my heart full of envy?
Moyo wangu hauna kuzara here negodo?
Am I not having a heart that is full of bitterness?
Andina moyo wakazara nenduru here?
Am I refusing or yes to forgive others?
Pada ndirikutadza kuregerera vamwe.
The prophet says in the message, if God be with us, where are his miracles on 80? He says, if that man sins, then God is not in there.
Kana munhu akatadza zvino Mwari haamo mazviri.
If he loves the world, then God is not in there.
Kana munhu achida nyika zvino Mwari haamo maari.
You could also be under oppression like the children of Israel. But I want to tell you, if we take time to cry to the Lord, the Lord will come for our rescue. Some people are oppressed by having an inferiority complex. Some are under the oppression of sickness, poverty, whatever. They try to do this, it does not prosper. They are under oppression. Imagine the children of Israel, they plant, they pray to God to say, Lord, send us rain. God, send abundance of rain. The crops, they come up, bumper harvest. As the wife or the woman is about to cook dinner, those where president comes and say, no, this one, they will even pour the sadza down and take everything away. That is great oppression. It might even also happen in your life. But today we are saying, we want to take a cue from what the children of Israel did.
If we
read on the same chapter, just chapter 6,
verse 8,
that the Lord. So I know you're going to read when you get home, but we're just going to skip some of the things. Okay, or maybe we start on 7. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you out of Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, out of the hand of that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. You know, the Lord took us from denominations from the world and gave us straight instructions to move according to the message. But sometimes we see we are drifting backwards. We then find ourselves in bondage. But then the Lord is also saying, I said to you, I'm the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. And there came the angel of the Lord and sat under the oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abizurite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. Imagine, brother, that's your field.
Munda wako.
You have harvested.
Wako waiwe.
You want to enjoy.
Unoda kutoropa fazwa.
But you are doing it in a secluded manner because you are afraid if the enemy sees that one, he'll come and take.
Wakutozita waka wanda. Wichikati mwenge akawuya anosikonditorela zvese.
So he's on the threshing floor.
Aripaburiro.
But he's doing so softly.
Arikunyatso pane kuti azviite nesimba rake ari kuita zvinyoronyoro.
The reason is,
chikonzero ndeichi,
if the Midianites hear that he is on the threshing floor,
the Midian vakanzwa kuti ari paburiro,
they will wait until he finishes,
vaingomirira kuti apedze,
and then they take on the harvest.
Vobva vatora gohwo racho.
But listen what the angel of the Lord who appeared unto him saying, he is fearful. Whilst he is fearful,
Gideon,
the angel of the Lord declared to him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us? We also want to take a pause and also repeat the same words that Gideon said. To say, if God is with us, where are his miracles? We want to see them. That God that delivered them, we want to see him. For a short while, we are going to say, where is that God? We want to know that God. We want to check if he is a historical God. But we are told his name is I am. He did not say I was. He said I am. If he is I am, we are saying, where is that God? Who delivered the children of
Israel?
We want to see him also. What struck Gideon is just as we do, our fathers, our mothers, you tell stories of what God did even in your life. So that's exactly what Gideon knew about how God delivered the children of Israel from Egypt. Now, when he heard that, and now he sees they are in a situation where they are in bondage, he then remembered the testimonies that he heard, to say before they were also in bondage, but they were delivered. So he is saying, where is that God that delivered our forefathers? No wonder why he is asking even the angel. It is also your right, brother and sister. If you are in a fix, pull a situation from the Bible. You can also even ask God, where are you, O Lord? I know there was somebody in a situation like this, and you delivered such an one. Where are you? I also need you. If God delivered that person, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will come and administer justice to your issue. He was saying, where is the God that delivered the children of Israel from Egypt? He said, we also want to be delivered. He had heard how with a mighty hand they were delivered. They came to the Red Sea, and they were crying to the Lord. The sea saw the mighty hand, the eye of God. In fact, the Lord looked down through the pillar of fire and the cloud with an angry eye. The sea saw it and fled. Where is that God we are saying? Where the sea could see his eyes, it heard and it knew the instruction. The instruction was, am the one who created you water. And I am the one who parted the earth from the water and I called you sea. Your characteristic is you are supposed to stay here. But I am the Lord. I am looking at you. I am not going to talk to you. But me looking at you, you should understand what I mean. My children, they want to pass through here. There are some things, brother and sister, we should have the holy indignation to say it is enough. The devil, you are taking my family for a ride. You sickness, you are troubling my children. Look at that with the holy indignation. The devil should flee. If water ran away, brother, because the Lord had looked with angry eyes, we are also looking for brothers and sisters who look at situation with angry eyes. Praise be the name of the Lord. We are sick and tired of being taken for a ride. We are sons and daughters of God. We are sick and tired of crying. We are saying, where is that God? Where is that Father who delivered the children of Israel? Who delivered even Gideon? Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Brother and sister, if you read this story, Gideon, after everything was done, asked for a fleece, etc., etc., he took 22,000 soldiers to go fight. But we are saying, where is this God? This God doesn't need your help, doesn't need you to fight. He said, I am not going to fight with the 22,000 people. Otherwise, they will say, it is mine hand that delivered. He said, the people are too many. Tell those who are fearful to go back. I am not one who is going to be called fearful and go back. When they say those who are fearful, that is my duty to go still look at Goliath right in the face. Oh, 22,000 people went away.
22,000.
Initially, there were 32,000.
In fact, 30,000.
Yes. 30,000. And when he said, those who are fearful go back, 22,000. Yes, 22,000 went back.
Zino, 22,000.
And there were left 10,000. So, yeah.
10,000.
So, in the sum total, it was
32.
So, 10,000 were left, and God said, still, there are too many.
10,000.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God doesn't deal or wants you to be in your numbers in order to overcome. One man, David, delivered and killed
Goliath.
Oh, don't look down upon yourself. It is not you who are going to do it. We are saying, where is that God? That God is the one who is going to bring victory to your life. Out of the 10,000, he was left with
300.
And the Bible says, the enemy, there were so many. So many. But imagine, they were going to fight 300. Now, we are saying, where is that God? Who brought those miracles? Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to think. Meditate even on the testimonies of the Bible. It brings or gives you courage. That's exactly what Gideon was thinking about. Until he said, where is that God? If we can just go to Exodus chapter 14.
Kana tikakwanisa kuenda ku Exodus 14.
So now we are in the mind of Gideon.
Zino tapinda mupfungwa dza Gideon.
Gideon is thinking about what his parents told him about the children of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt.
Gideon ari kufunga chapupu chakaudzwa nevabereki vake pamusoro pekubuda kweIsrael kubva muEgypt.
After they were going out,
Mushure mekubuda,
Pharaoh took 600 chariots.
Pharaoh akatora ngoro 600.
Chosen chariots.
600 dzema special commando.
And also other chariots.
Nedzimo ngoro.
And then they were going after the children of Israel.
Zvino vakutera vana veIsrael.
So this is in the mind of, we are seeing what was happening in the mind of Gideon.
Tapinda mupfungwa dzaGideon, takuona zvakanga achifunga.
Now they reach where there was the sea.
Vakazosvika panga paine gungwa.
Mountains on the side.
Kumativi ose kune makomo.
And behind Pharaoh is coming.
Kumashure kune hondo ya Pharaoh.
This is in the mind of Gideon.
Zvese izvi zviri kuuya mupfungwa dzaGideon.
And he is also seeing,
ari kuona Gideon,
Moses telling the people,
Moses achiudza vanhu,
to say, don't you fear,
kuti musatya,
stand still,
teramai,
and see the salvation of the Lord.
Muone ruponeso rwaJehovha.
He is seeing,
ari kuona
Moses telling the children of Israel who were crying,
Moses achiudza vana veIsrael vanga vakuchema,
to say, these Egyptians whom you see,
kuti vaEgypta vamunoona,
you are not going to see them again no more.
Hamuchazovaona zvakare nekusingaperi.
He is hearing,
ari kunzwa,
Moses telling the people,
ari kunzwa Moses achitaura
vanhu, to say the Lord shall fight for you,
kuti Jehovha vachakurwirai,
and you hold your peace.
Inimi nyararai.
What this is happening,
zviri kuitika zvese izvi.
Gideon is wondering,
Gideon ari kushamisika,
what is happening to us?
Kochiko chakumboitika kwatiri?
And he is seeing again,
ari kuona zvakare Gideon,
the Lord telling Moses,
Jehovah vachiudza Moses,
to say, why do you cry?
Unochemeiko Moses?
Speak the children and go forward.
Taura shoko uende mberi.
He is seeing the Lord,
ari kuona Jehovah Gideon,
telling Moses,
vachiudza Moses,
stretch forth your rod,
tambanudza tsimbo yako,
over the sea,
pamusoro pegungwa,
and divide it,
worupatsanura,
so that the children of Israel will pass through dry ground. Praise be the name of the Lord. He is also seeing God telling Moses, I will still harden Pharaoh's heart so that they will follow you, and when they follow you, I'll get myself honor upon his host and his horsemen. And he is also seeing the pillar of fire and the cloud coming down, dividing the children of
Israel
from the Egyptians. He is seeing on the side of the Israelites there was light. On the side of the Egyptians it was darkness. As he is looking, he is seeing the waters parting, and he is seeing now dust is forming out, and Moses is commanding the children of Israel to pass through. This is in the mind of
Gideon.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Miriam and other sisters, they went in as well. The brothers, they went in as well. And right in the morning, Gideon is seeing God.
Gideon
in the morning watch, the children of Israel, they all passed through. Now he is seeing the Egyptians, the commander is telling his army to say, attack. He is getting an almost a heart attack, Gideon.
Gideon,
as he's seeing the army of Egypt going right into the water to go after the children of
Israel.
At that particular time, he sees God looking from heaven through the pillar of fire. And he troubled the host of Egypt. And the wheels from the chariots starting being dismantled. He is also seeing the Egyptians talking one to another to say the God of Israel fight for them. He's saying, therefore, let's get away from this place. Let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord fighted for them against the Egyptians. That's why we are saying this morning, where is that God? And Moses. The Lord commanded
Moses
to say, stretch forth the rod. And it covered the entire Egyptians. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto their right hand and on their left. And Israel saw the great work that the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. After such a display of heroic deeds, it was instantaneous and spontaneous worship. Then Moses sang a song, and the children this song unto the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown in the sea. The Lord is my strength, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I'll prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he has cast in the sea. The depths has covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. And in thy greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose against thee. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. Where is that God? Keep on asking that question, brother. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Listen to verse 10. Thou didst blow with the wind, and the sea covered them. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Where is that God? Praise be the name of the Lord. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold of the inhabitants of Palestina. Remember, this is in the mind of Gideon. He is saying, if it was written to say there shall be fear in the inhabitants of Palestina, why is fear with us, the children of Israel? So he's saying, where is that God that's supposed to cause fear to Palestina? Fear and dread shall fall upon them.
Kuchika, kuchika kukuru, kuchava uira.
Your enemies, they should be filled with fear and dread.
Vanokuvenga vanofana kuzadzwa nekutya nekuhuta.
This is what the scripture is saying.
Ndozviri kutaurwa negwaro.
By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone.
Neruoko rwenyu rukuru vachaterama sedombo.
Till thy people pass over, O Lord.
Kusvikira vanhu venyu vayambuka, Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are God's people,
kana uri munhu waMwari,
people should be afraid. Hold still as a stone whilst you are passing through.
And you pass by.
I like the sisters. No, they don't take too long a time to go right in the spirit. As soon as this happened, Miriam the prophetess,
Miriam prophetess,
the sister of Aaron,
and that's the Aaron,
took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went after her with the timbrels and with the dances. Who says you don't dance in church? Nothing would have happened, brother. When something has happened, when you are delivered, when you see the power of God, you don't care who is on your side. You rise, brother. You start to praise the Lord. You start to walk. Even your step changes. As you thank the Lord, you start to dance. You start to look around with a style, brother. That's exactly what Miriam did. She forgot, I'm a prophet. Prophetess or no prophetess, when the power of Lord has been declared, you will show what you are made out of. You glorify the Lord. You tell him he is so good. Praise be the name of the Lord. So we are saying this morning, where is that God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are looking for that God who delivered like he did to the children of
Israel.
Praise be the name of the Lord. In 114 Psalms, I enjoy this scripture. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion.
Israel, the
sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, thou fleddest? Thou Jordan that was driven back, ye mountains that you skipped like rams, and little hills like lambs, tremble thou at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of
Jacob.
That's why we are saying this morning, where is that God that causes mountains to skip like rams? Praise be the name of the Lord. We are calling on that God, on the
same.
Even when you are a campus, brother, you think seemingly there is no way out, he comes to change your situation. Praise be the name of the Lord. It reminds me of Jonah, brother. He was 5 miles deep in the water. 5 miles down deep in the water, brother. But he had heard of this miraculous God. While he's 5 miles deep, he said, where is that God? When he declared, where is that God, brother? It was good enough for the fish to hear the instruction of the maker. Look at this, brother. A whale or a ship, it has got power in the water. Its shelter is in the water. Its protection is in the water. But when Jonah cried out, where is that God? The impossible, brother, the unheard of, it is the one that happened quickly and improcisely. Right there and then, the fish started to swim away from the water to the land. What stops you from saying also this morning, where is that God of Jonah? If the God of Jonah made him to come from 5 miles deep, what's special about your situation? What's so special about it? We are telling you, your situation is too small for my Lord. We are calling to that Lord. We are saying, where is that God? If you call upon him, brother, he will come right on the scene. We are saying, where is he? Where is he? When you call him, brother, he enjoys to come and flex his muscles. Remember, he doesn't want you to fight. That's why he's saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, brother and sister, we are looking for sisters who, when they've got situations, they are at peace. When the child is sick, you are at peace. You say, wait and see. I'm going to issue this statement. When I issue this statement, things will change. When I say, where is that God? Oh, brother and sister, there are some children who have confidence in their father. You beat that child, he might keep quiet, but he will also say, wait until my father comes. Wait until my father comes. He can call the mother. He said, mommy, where is my father? He knows. When father comes, he will do what he is not able to do. When situation comes, sister, when a situation comes, my brother, say, I want to thank you. It has been long without me talking to my father. Now, because of this situation, I'm going to call my father. I'm going to call my father. And when you call your father, brother, go and relax. Leave it to the Father. Where is that God? Where is that God? Is he dead? Is it going for a ride? I want to tell you this morning, our God is not dead. Our God is alive. Our God is in your vicinity. Right now, as we are speaking, we are calling him on the scene. We are saying, where is that God? He is so happy to show his power, to display his power. I want to tell you, brother, sometimes God creates that situation in order for him to display that he is God. Remember, he told even Moses, I am going to harden Pharaoh's heart. Brother, don't find fault in What's his name? In Pharaoh.
I kuna kuandira Pharaoh Mosha.
Pharaoh had no problem.
Pharaoh angasina dambudziko.
Pharaoh wanted to release the children of Israel.
Pharaoh aida kutosunungura vana veIsraeli.
But God had said,
Asimari vakanga vati,
I am going to harden Pharaoh's heart.
Ndichaomesa moyo wa Pharaoh.
So that
kuitira kuti
the miraculous can be vindicated. Your situation
dambudziko rako
which we are passing through right now. Don't say it is the devil. The devil is out. But it is God. Who said, I'm going to allow sickness to hit my child so that my child will see me as Jehovah Rapha. Don't cry, sister. Don't cry, brother. Start thanking the Lord. Lord, I want to thank you. I want to appreciate you. With this sickness, I'm going to see Jehovah Rapha. With this poverty, I'm going to see Jehovah Jireh. Accept Jehovah Jireh right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If the devil has robbed you, you are telling that devil, oh, you did it to the wrong person. Where you robbed me 1,000, I'm going to multiply it by 1,000 as well. Who is your father? Call upon the God. Where is that God? Oh, brother and sister, he is pleased to come and change your situation. My favorite Shamga. My favorite Shamga, brother. He was sick and tired of plowing, planting for the enemy. Oh, but one day he saw 600 hefty soldiers coming, and the holy indignation came out. He said, where is that God? Oh, brother and sister, 600 soldiers versus one person with an ox god. I'm inviting you this afternoon to call upon, to say, where is that God? Nothing is impossible with him. He knows no defeat. He cannot start being defeated on your situation. Try my God. If you have tried other gods, I'm inviting you to my God. Oh, he is all powerful. He is mighty. He reigns from heaven above. He knows the end from the beginning. Before that problem was, he had already given the solution. Before you were sick, he had already provided the healing. So don't you fear. Don't you worry. Those things that are sticking, I am loosening them now. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, God moves elements so that, like Ruth, your gleaning will not be laborious. Angels are being told, throw a blessing there. Throw another one there. Oh, brother and sister, your duty is to glean them blessings.
Hallelujah.
We are overcomers, brother. Even if the devil doesn't want to hear or believe it, but we are telling him, we are overcomers despite. The more he doubts it, the more we are going to enforce on him.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing only believe. All things are possible. All things are possible, brother and sister. If you did not receive what you asked for yesterday, last year, it does not change to say all things are possible. Even especially today, I'm saying all things are possible. As we close our eyes, I'll ask Brother Caleb Chigudu commit. Lead us into prayer. Feel free
sununguka
to say, where is that God?
Kute,
he is awesome. He is fearful. And with him all things are possible.
Mavari, zinusose, zinokwanisika. Amen.
Only be.
Lord, we believe it. Thank you, Father. We believe that all things are possible. We believe it, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
All things are possible.
Kumusoro kudenga Baba tinofara kuti tina Mwari watinoenda kwaari anoona Mwari anonzwa Mwari anopindura minamato Baba wangu tinofara kuti hatina mati Mwari wa Bhari hatina mati zvifananidzo hatina mati wowe Tinona mata mwari anopindura. Mwari wezvokwadi. Mwari weIsraeri. Mwari wa Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Mwari wa Daniel. Mwari wa William Marion Branham. Mwari wa Joshua. Mwari wa Moses. Mwari wa Aaron. Oh, Mutshene Jehova, unuhwenyu tinohuziwa. Takawerenga nezvamakaita Mwari. Zvimwe tikazviona Jehova. Tikanzwa zvapupu zvakawanda. Asi Baba tinotenda Rashika dano zvino mwari kutisa zembere pane zvatakanzwa asi tisangane nemi umwe neumwe wedu ishe sezvakaita Moses on the back side of the mountain. Father, we believe it's possible. Pane zvazvinoita baba tikanyatso sangana nemi get to get zvasiyana nekunzwa mwa achitaura Moses ishe pazvaimuomera muEjipita aikwanisa kunongedzera kuti pane zvakaitika pagomo pane zvakaitika pagwenzi ndozvatiri kushuwa Jehovha umwe neumwe wedu baba awe nepersonal testimony kuti mwari muri mupenyu o mutsvene Jehovha samasimba baba hanzi mwari uyo aripi tinofara Jehovha kutakaudzwa neshoko renyu kuti mwari uyu aripo panoungana wawiri kana watatu saka zvoreva kuti mwari uyu watiri kutsvaka ari pano nhasi pakati pedu o mutsvene Jehovha unhu hwenyu tinohuziwa mwari kana paino vari kurwara pano baba unhu hwenyu ndewekupotsa urwere kana paino vakaneta ishe unhu hwenyu ndewekupa simba kana paino vakarozvwa nasatani unhu hwenyu ndewekudzoreredza. Father, may you prove it once more that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Father, how we appreciate you. Father, how we glorify your name. Let it be known today that you are still the same Jehovah. Let it be known today that you are still filling the people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let it be known today that you can still heal cancer. Let it be known today that you can still heal blood pressure. Let it be known today, oh God, that you can deliver those that are bound by ancestral spirits. Let it be known that you are still doing wonders. Let it be known. Let it be known that you can still touch your people. Let it be known that your people can be filled with the Holy Ghost as what happened on the day of Pentecost. Let it happen again. Let somebody experience it. Let somebody be touched. Let somebody be changed. Let somebody be transformed. The power to transform is here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the sermon. Thank you, Father. You are alive forevermore. Satan, you are a loser. Satan, you are defeated. Satan, go back to the pits of hell. Satan, you have no power to be hanging around here. Satan, you are a loser this morning. Father, I pray for the holy anointing to take full charge. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we uplift your holy name. Oh, dear Jesus, we remember at one time, Father, when the temple was dedicated, we are taught by the Bible that the minister failed to minister. I believe this is the same anointing. Oh, Lord Jesus, let your children be set free. Those that are bound by Satan, Satan, we challenge you. Move away with your dirty hands. Unbelief, move away. In the name of Jesus Christ, unforgiving spirit, we challenge you. Move away in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we appreciate you. Father, we glorify your name. Oh, God, how we need thee, Father. We remember in the Bible, Jacob, I believe, had the same experience, same feeling we are having now. Oh God, when he recognized you were around him, He said, Lord, I cannot leave you until something has happened. Father, let it be said also with one brother, one sister, to say, I cannot leave this church today until something has happened. Father, I believe you are still so gracious to touch your people. You are still able to transform life situations. May you grant it, Lord. Father, we uplift your holy name. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your visitation. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for changing our lives. Thank you, Father, for proving once more that you are alive forevermore, oh God. May you grant your children according to their desire, Father. Lord Jesus, how we desire to stay in your presence all the days of our lives. Father, if there are any shortcomings, Father, under this atmosphere, we pray for forgiveness. Baba, I should seek at Quesse to not this a wobble hammer to seek at Quesse to not a Southern Maria Fambe, Pacati Pedu Jehovah, Baba Truguti Rai Rai She, Muopo, when you are we bind it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, loose talking among us believers, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. And repented sins, we pray, Father. Oh God, let your people repent. Let them make things right, as we know time is no more. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify your name. Let your holy name be praised. We appreciate you, oh God. Oh Father, may you restore back even the virtue that has gone out, Lord, from our pastor. Oh God, may you bless him. May you restore back. Bless his family, Lord. Oh Father, bless his Jenna head. May you be with him, oh God. We commit, Lord, even the whole congregation in your holy hands, Lord. May you provide your children what they desire. Even, Lord, as they are going back to their place of abode, may you grant them grace as we commit everything unto you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To attend Mwari.
We thank the Lord. We just want to praise God.
The pastor is rushed somewhere.
Pastor Panegwa Manira.
So for a few minutes, we just want to praise God.
Minutes, mashoma,
God likes praises.
No farira kurumbizwa.
The walls of Jericho fell down because of praises.
So for
now, we want things to fall down. We want to praise God. In Psalm 150, it is said, praise him on loud drums. So you want to praise him. If you can stand up. Song leader. In songs of praises. You don't want a sorrowful one. You want to praise God. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Namodzi chiuya moriba horo koa okusuwa ku chiuya moriba Cheers.
mufudzi wakatipa. Amen.
Because of the pastor that he gave us.
Amen. Love the pastor.
Vangani vanoda mufudzi.
Let us praise God for a good pastor.
Ngatirumbidze Mwari nekuda kwemufudzi akanaka.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your children with the good food.
Unopa vana vako chikafu chakanaka.
They don't go to the garbage can.
Avazoenda kunodya mubin.
I believe you are fed well.
Ndotenda kuti muri kudya zvakanaka.
That's why you are so happy.
Ndosaka muri kufara.
One more time, let's praise the Lord.
Zakare gatirumbidze Mwari.
One more song, song leader. Another one.
Kamwe kambo.
Ndinokudza Kristo. Ndino Nahe, dino muti dino, muti mupo ne siwaga ne nu nura. Ola dino kuta, Kristu dino vima vima nahe. O dino muti mupo ne siwaga ne nu.
Mushandiri wa Mwari.
Chizurora zvako. Rest in peace.
Unenge uri mushandiri.
You will be a co-worker.
Wakashanda.
And you have worked.
Ndopa vanozonzi chizorora.
That's when you will be told to rest.
Kwete kufunga kufa nekuti washupika.
Not to think of death because of poverty.
Kwete kufunga kufa nekuti warwara.
Not to think of death because you are sick.
kana uchirwara unopora.
If you are sick, you will be healed.
Kana uchida.
If you want,
kana une zvinokunetsa.
If there is some problems,
usazvide.
And you don't want them,
ukati izvi handizvidi.
And you say I don't want,
ukati izvi handichazvida.
If you decide and say I don't want,
ukati izvi handichazvida.
If you say enough is enough,
I've got a testimony.
Ndine chapupu.
Ndisatinda kunamata.
Before I became a Christian,
decades ago,
makore akawanda.
Decades,
makore akawanda kare.
Akapita nakapita nakaten.
So many years, so many decades.
Tanga tiri kushabin.
We were in a shabin.
Nesha mwari dzangu.
With my friends.
Taimu ya doro.
And we were drinking beer.
Murizwe shabin akati sei uyu asiri kumwachireva inini.
And the shabin owner asked, why is this one not drinking, pointing to me?
Zvikanzi mirai muone zvachaita kana chasvika chichanzi chake.
Now you will see what he will do when his chance comes.
Pachakasvika.
When it came.
Ndakati ina ndimwe doro.
I said, I am not going to drink the beer.
Ndakati andimwe doro.
I said I don't drink beer.
Kana nas.
Until today.
Andimwe doro.
I don't drink beer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kana usingade chinhu.
If you don't want something.
Pupura.
Testify.
Taura pamusoro pazvo.
Talk about it.
Waparara Satan.
You are destroyed, devil.
Know the end of this thing.
This is the end. Let's chivish.
And God will be pleased with you.
Marivano fatsguanewe.
We are dismissed.
Tapeza chesh.
Song leader.
Song leader.
Take charge.
Chiti tungamirirai.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling home. No pain, no death can enter there. I feel like traveling home. Oh yes, yes, I feel like traveling. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.
Shine, shine.